Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Rising global temperatures fueled by climate change have caused catastrophic droughts from Arizona to Iraq. Take Lake Mead, for instance. Just outside Las Vegas, Lake Mead is the reservoir spanning the border between Arizona and Nevada, and the largest by volume in the U.S. Or it should be. According to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, Lake Mead was full to only 28% of its capacity as of early September of 2022. So Lake Mead has landed in the headlines, but not only because it's receding. There's also what's been uncovered since then, 5 sets of human remains. Experts believe there could be more remains still submerged, most of which are likely innocent drowning victims, but it's almost certain that there are a fair number tied to crime as well. On a less nefarious note, officials also discovered an unapproved boat ramp in the lake in August. But Lake Mead isn't the only body of water to have dried up and revealed some hidden ruins and relics this summer. Take the dinosaur tracks found in Texas. And okay, dino tracks are nothing new to Texas's Dinosaur Valley State Park. In fact, they're very, very old. But severe drought conditions on the Paluxy River uncovered a set of massive tracks in mid-August. They date back about 113 million years and likely belonged to Acrocanthosaurus, which was a huge theropod that probably stood 15 feet or 4.5 meters tall and weighed about 7 tons. The tracks are in a layer of limestone sediment that hardened over time. Or take the Buddhist statues found in the Yangtze River. In August of 2022, the drought in China caused water levels to drop across the southwestern part of the country. The plunging water levels exposed a formerly submerged island and revealed 3 Buddhist statues, estimated to be about 600 years old. The statues are on the highest part of the island reef. At the time of the discovery in mid-August, as many as 66 rivers in the region had dried up, but no other artifacts had made headlines. And there's the team of German and Kurdish archaeologists who found what they believe is a lost city in a rock, estimated to be about 3,400 years old. The discovery was made when water levels at the Mosul Reservoir dropped because of extreme drought. The site, described as an extensive city with several large buildings, is believed to have been Jakiku, an ancient center in the Mitanni Empire, which was active circa 1550 to 1350 BCE. Not everything revealed has been so old or so valuable, though. In Italy, the River Po dried up this summer, and what it was hiding just beneath its waters was a 1,000-pound or 450-kilo bomb that was dropped during World War II and mercifully failed to detonate at the time. A fisherman found the bomb on the riverbank near a village, prompting officials to shut down nearby air and river traffic until the scene was safely contained. In August, the unexploded bomb, which Italian military officials said contained 350 pounds, that's 240 kilos of explosives, was safely detonated after about 3,000 nearby residents were evacuated. Today's episode is based on the article Worldwide Droughts Uncover Ancient Relics, Ruins, and Remains on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Charisse Threewitt. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.